Well, thanks so much for joining us here on Cranford Radio. My name is Bernie Wagon Blast. Well, if you've been around town for any length of time, you're probably familiar with the street fairs that have been held in downtown Cranford over the past number of years. There's a bit of a change that is coming up this year. It has become a street fest. There is a change of vendors. Joining me on the podcast this week are Gina Tipton, the executive director of the Cranford Area Chamber of Commerce, as well as Kim and Kevin Kramer, the owners of Market Space Vendor Events. Kim, Kevin, Gina, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Thanks, Bernie.
Thank you for having us.
All three of you have been on previous episodes, but it's been a number of years since I've talked with any of you on the podcast. So I'm going to assume that most people are not familiar with what we've talked about in the past, and I'm going to start off with Gina. You're the ones that are behind this Street Fest, which is a bit of a change, just the name from Street Fair to Street Fest. Tell me about what the Chamber's involvement is and why there are some changes that are being made this year.
Sure. Thanks, Bernie. So I've been involved with the Chamber for over 20 years. So I can go back to saying that we've been doing the street fair for 20 years now. You know, I took over as the director of the Chamber about 5 years ago. And everything that we do now is based upon what we hear for our Chamber members and our community. And our community has spoken. Feedback of previous street fairs was it became more service heavy versus crafters being involved. They were looking for more food trucks. They were also looking for more activities for the kids. There was nothing for the kids to do when our young families were bringing them down for the street fair. So we started talking amongst the board for the Chamber. And these are things that we couldn't do with our current vendor. So we started looking outside at other vendors, and Kim and Kevin, they just wowed us. I mean, they came with everything. They checked the box off of everything. They had more craft vendors that they could bring to us. They had a number of vendors who could bring activities, and working with Jackie and Car Event Productions, were able to bring in more food trucks. So, and what better? They live in our hometown. They know, they hear from the public. They hear what the community wants. So what better to partner them with them?
In terms of the street fair, what we've seen in terms of just the footprint of it, it typically has been in recent years on North Union Avenue between North Avenue and Springfield Avenue and a portion of Alden Street right by North Union Avenue. Still pretty much the same footprint anticipated this year?
We're going to expand a bit. You know, we're going to have the food trucks where they are, but we're going to sprinkle different other food vendors throughout the footprint. We are going to have a kids zone, so that'll be on Alden. We're going to have a different place for where our bands are going to set up. And through generous sponsorship, we're going to finally have a seating area for our food court. So there'll be a food truck area. It'll be next to the fire station, but there'll be seating for the public to actually sit, enjoy their food, and watch the bands play. And we have a number of bands who are going to be playing, as well as some special appearances from some of our community-based schools to do some things in between the band breaks.
Kevin and Kim, as I mentioned, I had talked with you previously. The last time we talked was before COVID, so it seems like ancient history now. But
it does.
When we talked last time, primarily your business was involved with indoor vendor events where people would be able to show crafts and things of that sort. I remember you mentioning the Red Mill in Clinton as one of the locations that you had an event, and there were obviously others as well. But this is a bit of a change. This is outdoors. Hopefully the weather is going to cooperate. Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing since we last spoke.
Yeah. So Bernie, it does feel like ancient history. And I remember back then saying, I don't want to do outdoor events because of the weather. It's so funny that now it's become one of my favorite things because the possibilities are endless. You have much more space that you can play with. It's just that cool community feel to bring people out where they can see the downtown shops and they can see our artist makers. Market Space only works with handmade artisans and artisanal foods and that sort of thing. So you have to have some element of making, creating, some influence on the actual process. And that's all required through our application process. We vet every vendor that comes through the application. They send us photos of them making their product, of the actual raw materials. And it's so cool and inspirational to see that and to be able to bring that to our hometown, Cranford. Kevin and I started out as the makers. I don't know if you remember this story from back when we first talked, but we used to have an Etsy shop. And we would work our very busy, I won't even say 9 to 5 because we worked in New York City. So everyone knows that's not a 9 to 5. And we would come home on the train and then stay up half the night making growth charts for children in our basement. And that involved sanding and staining and painting wood and this whole creative process. And we started to branch out to do in-person markets ourselves, but we found the organization was lacking. The advertising was lacking. It wasn't this cohesive collaboration. It just felt like vendors were picked up and put into a random place. And so it didn't really make a lot of sense. And the two of us work in HR, but we're both very process-oriented people. And so we took our experience of creation, of creating roles, of creating those sorts of things that we've done through our HR experience and project management experience and the vendor experience, having been the vendors, to turn that into this business to market space. And we're now a network of over 7,000 small business makers, food trucks, artisans, mom and pop shops. We're so proud of that, that we've built that. And we take those makers with us wherever we're setting up, whether they decide to sign up for a show in Clinton, or they decide to set up with us here in Cranford. So it's really just grown and it's still so exciting, so art focused. And we're just so happy to be able to partner with the businesses in town that we love so much. And of course, with our Chamber of Commerce here.
And I think the thing that we're most proud of is the community building that we've been doing, not only with the vendors and crafters and makers and food trucks that we work with, but also our venues. So working with Cranford, working with the other places in New Jersey that we travel to, we really want to create a community, a network, people that can collaborate with each other, people that can build their network and find new ways to either promote themselves or new ways to sell their products, new relationships that can be built. And that's really foundational for us. We want everyone to feel like they're a part of something bigger than just, I'm on the street selling something I made. You know, I'm really a part of a community that supports each other, and we have relationships that we can then share with everybody else we meet.
Kevin, can you give us a little bit of an idea of some of the types of vendors that folks will see at the Street Fest, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have candle makers, we have leather jewelry, we have more traditional jewelry, we have kids-focused crafts, pottery. I mean,
wood carving, artisanal pickles, roasted nuts, you know, things that you know that person has a passion for and has been slaving over either the recipe or the way in which they produce that product. So you can definitely find one-of-a-kind gifts for either yourself or your family. And even kids, as they walk by, it's very visual. So you won't find one table with a random assortment of things on it. You'll actually see a shop in that 10 by 10 tent that is intriguing and enticing. So that's really what we're focused on. We ask our vendors to send us photos of their displays because we really want it to be something that is visual and welcoming.
And it does take on sort of an organic flow too, to Kevin's point, as each of these shops sets up, they're setting up next to each other. And so the eye just stretches down the strip of North Union and Alden, and you see just this flow of really cool, like, people are passionate about what they did, whether they took a photo, they painted something. It's just so beautiful, so vibrant. It's not something where, like Kevin said, you just see a couple of items on a table. It's really, the whole display is art in itself.
You mentioned about Cranford businesses. Are there Cranford vendors that are going to be a part of this?
Yes, definitely. So speaking back to that community, because it really is so interesting and cool for us too, having been in business since 2017, to see those relationships, how they work together long after our event is over. You know, people partner and they decide to collaborate on products, or, you know, maybe now one of our artist makers is selling their product in a mom and pop shop in a town that we've been to. And so those are relationships that will continue on through the years. We are having the Cranford businesses, of course, have the opportunity to participate, and they'll be able to set up on the street among the makers. But it is our businesses that we know and love already. So I know we've been in talks with a number of them, whether it's food related or maybe they do want to talk about a business. We're bringing in some organizations that can talk about the different events coming up and different offerings. So it's just really exciting to have that play into it, too, because the community aspect is so important.
And our applications are open right now for businesses to sign up. So there's two different applications, one on our website for regular artisans that want to apply that are in our network. But then there is one specifically for downtown Cranford businesses, as well as the Cranford Chamber of Commerce members.
In terms of the Street Fest, in years past, there have been two or three that are held during the warm weather months. This one is coming up in May. Are there other ones that are planned while the weather is still good?
This is the other change that we made. Instead of holding three, we are going to hold two. So there'll be one in the spring, and then there'll be one in October, October 6th. And that'll take on more of like an Oktoberfest feel to give something a little different to the community.
Ginny, you mentioned the feedback that you've had from people who have attended previous street fairs, that they were looking to see less of some of the services that were being offered and more of the creators, the artisans, those types of things. Sort of a third part has been some nonprofit organizations associated with Cranford.
Yeah.
Are they still going to be participating this year?
They will. There are a number of nonprofits who reached out to us, and we, of course, will open it to them. We see them as being community-based. The township, that last week, they gave out tree saplings. And they're going to be a part of it to give out what they have left to the community. So, yeah, Bernie, we will have our crafters that will be mostly making up the street fair. We will have our chamber members. So you'll see a little bit of service-oriented businesses sprinkled throughout, as well as nonprofit organizations and community-based organizations. We've reached out to all of our community organizations and said, be a part of this. This is Cranford. This is community-driven. So we'd like you to have a table as well.
Gina, as I mentioned, you and I have talked before on the podcast, but it has been even longer history since you and I have talked. So why don't we use this opportunity to give a little plug for the chamber and some of the things that you're doing, if you would, please.
Yeah, thanks, Bernie. Actually, I think when you and I spoke, it wasn't even about the chamber. It was about Cranford.com.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long time. The chamber, like everybody, we pivoted in what we do. We've really gone back to our grassroots. And if it doesn't tie back to our mission statement, which is growing our businesses, building our community, we don't do it. So a lot of what we do is grassroots marketing and getting people together, getting synergy marketing businesses together. And the one big thing that we've done in the past years, Bernie, is we've started working with other chambers. We have a joint event with the Milburn Short Hills Chamber. We are doing a joint event with the Westfield Chamber. I think it's so important to be a part of a chamber, and maybe our chamber is not the right fit for you, but be a part of a chamber. And that's why we're branching out to be with other chambers as well. The other thing that we're doing a little differently is we're based on what I said about our community organizations, we're working with all of them. We are working with the high school. In fact, I'm leaving this today. We're doing a wellness fair for the students there, all local businesses who are attending. We're doing a job fair with the high school. We've partnered with our senior citizens to have speaker businesses come in and talk to them. Everything that we said today, it's about our business members and it's about our community. And we love partnering with the community organizations and just making it be a part of a chamber of commerce. If you're a business, and if it's not ours, that's okay. Be a part of someone that's a good fit for your business.
Kim and Kevin, let me also get an update from you. Since we last talked, we mentioned that when we last spoke, it was mainly indoor events. Tell me a little bit more about what's going on with your business, please.
Yeah, definitely. So we have grown tremendously since the last time we spoke. We mainly do outdoor markets, like you mentioned. We have about 28 event dates this year. They're all on our website. First event was in April. And it goes all the way through the holidays in December. So you can go on our website and see a whole slew of different events in different cities in New Jersey, some street fair focused in downtown areas, some like the Winter Village in Red Mill, like you mentioned, over at the museum in Clinton. And then there are a couple of indoor events sprinkled in there as well. So we definitely have a lot of different types and styles of events on our website.
And as always, both for the chamber as well as market space vendors, you can look at the show notes. You'll find links there so you can easily find more information about both organizations. Of course, the one big variable is always the weather. If it rains, what happens?
We do have a rain date.
We have a rain date.
The event in May is on May 19th, but the rain date will be on June 9th.
And then the October event is October 6th with a rain date of November 3rd.
Gina, obviously a big event like this requires a lot of people to cooperate. The chamber has quite a few members, but there are people beyond the chamber that are involved. Tell me a little bit about how you try to pull this all together and make it happen.
Sure. So we've had a number of, what is it, Kim and Kevin? We've had Zoom calls. We've had text strings going around. And, you know, it starts with Kim and Kevin. They have been terrific partners from the beginning. And we are so excited that they're going to continue this relationship with us. We're working also with Core Event Productions, and that's Jackie, who is solidifying all the food trucks for the event. You know, the township, who has come together and rallied behind us in moving toward this new type of Cranford Street Fest. Our friends at the police station, the fire department, Matt and Russ have been with us the entire Walk the Footprint with us. And every time we have a question that comes up, they're right there to support us. And Bernie, there's never been a, we can't do it. It's how do we do it? How do we make it work? I mean, we keep throwing snowball, like left and right, we're throwing different things at them because we want it to be so different. And we're making it different, and we're all trying to figure this out together. How do we do that? And of course, our generous sponsors, Joe O'Neill from Banner's Auto Body has been a longtime friend of the chamber, and he is sponsoring the event as well as the music. And Eric Kayami and Paul Nilsson from Weikert Realtors, who are doing the food truck sponsor, who is allowing us then to have the food court chairs and tables. So it really has been a joint effort between the entire community.
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that the weather cooperates and we won't have to be worrying about any rain dates. I want to thank my guests on this edition of the Cranford Radio Podcast. I've been talking with Kim and Kevin Kramer from Market Space Vendor Events, as well as Gina Tipton, who is the director of the Cranford Area Chamber of Commerce. Gina, Kim, Kevin, thank you all so much for being my guests.
Thank you for having us, Bernie.
Thanks, Bernie.